Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. At the top of our news meantime, they think they've got him, the guy who allegedly attempted to rape a lady who was sunbathing in Central Park the other day. And get this, sources say the guy was arrested recently on a separate forcible touching incident. But upon further review and a DNA test, guess what? Yep, Juliet Papa leading the broadcast on this Tuesday.
A person held in connection with a forcible touching case has now been linked to an attempted rape in Central Park via DNA. Samples appear to have been obtained in both investigations, and sources say there is a match. A week ago Monday, a 21-year-old woman was sunbathing near the Great Hill at 104th Street when police say a man approaching her exposed himself, then chased after her and tried to tackle her, but she broke free. He ran southbound on the West Drive. Sources say he was picked up 5 days ago in the unrelated investigation. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, police had put out a sketch of this guy based on the alleged victim's description and offered a $3,500 reward. Well, after he scored with the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, deciding that he does have some immunity protections, Donald Trump immediately set out to get his sentencing on the hush money conviction delayed here and eventually thrown out. He petitioned Judge Juan Merchan, who's supposed to sentence him on the 11th of July, you know, to delay the sentencing. And in a letter filed today, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, said, "We don't have any problem with that. Okay, you need 2 weeks? Okay." Trump's lawyers asking the judge to delay the sentencing to allow time to weigh the high court's decision and how it could influence his New York State case. Alvin Bragg says he's not against that. Trump was convicted of 34 felonies, charging him with a scheme to pay off women and a newspaper to keep his infidelities on the low and away from voters just before the 2020 presidential election. Meantime, another person accused of working in cahoots with Trump on a claim that the election was stolen from it is done in New York, to nobody's surprise. Former New York mayor and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani continues to fall from grace. Word today that he's been officially disbarred. Can't practice law here anymore in New York.
The appeals court in Manhattan handed down its decision, saying Giuliani repeatedly made false statements about former President Trump's 2020 election loss. Giuliani, a former Trump legal advisor and former mayor of New York City, was disbarred effective immediately. His New York law license had already been suspended. In its decision, the court said that Giuliani was disbarred from the practice of law and his name stricken from the role of attorneys and counselors at law in the state of New York.
A fall from grace. Linda Kenyon reporting there. Well, lots of summer-related stories to tell you about today, including the MTA with plans of extending subway service to meet summer travel demands. Carol DiOrio is on that.
New York is a beach town. That's how MTA Chair General Lieber sees it, and he's pushing people to take the subway to the beach, like the D train to Coney Island and the B train to Brighton Beach. He says the MTA is adding 500 trips on 6 subway lines, not just the D and B, but also the J and M, and the 3 and 5 lines. He says the increased service reflects riding trends.
Weekends have rebounded faster than any other part of the week or the month in our post-COVID era.
Subway service will also improve on the Rockaway Park shuttle. There will be 10 cars per train instead of 5. Plus, new subway cars will be in service with wider doors and much better air conditioning. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Let's talk Olympics now, and folks, we are well represented. Yep, the tri-state cranking out a whole lot of quality athletes headed for Paris. Newsman Mac Rosenberg previews a couple of them.
Casey Murphy stands 6'1", and that makes her the tallest goalkeeper in the history of the U.S. women's soccer team when she makes her Olympic debut. The 28-year-old is a graduate of Bridgewater Raritan Regional High School and was a goalie for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup. Then there's Hesley Rivera from Oradell, who at 16 and just starting her career as a gymnast was certainly not a shoo-in to make it. But she got an opportunity thanks to some injuries and a stunning performance in front of the selection committee. And now she'll be joining Simone Biles. Rivera will be the only gymnast on the team with no Olympic experience. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Mac is talking to some of these athletes, and we'll hear more from him later today. There's also a young lady headed to Paris to participate in the new breakdancing competition. Yeah, it's an Olympic sport now. If I had only known it like that. Mets fans, you're going to love this, especially on Tuesdays.
Meet the Mets.
Oh, the Amazons introducing $5 Tuesdays up at Citi Field. What does that mean, Larry Mullins? Well, for all remaining Tuesday home games during the regular season, during leap year and a full moon, the Mets will offer fans select $5 menu items. I'm being silly. It doesn't have to be a full moon. Starts on Tuesday, July 9th, when the Mets take on the Nationals at 7:10 p.m. over at Citi Field. We're talking $5 draft beers, sodas, bottled water, hot dogs, pretzels, popcorn. You know, at most of these stadiums, basketball included, if you order a beer, they'll ask you for a down payment and a set up easy monthly payments. I once paid $80 for 4 beers for me and my friends. Anyway, $5 Tuesdays, courtesy of the Mets. The Yankees should counter that with $3 Mondays. Meantime, in Queens, city council member Francisco Moya going after brothels that are allegedly fronting as massage parlors in his district. Moya says, oh, heck no, not on my watch. He's introduced 2 bills now that'll allow the city to regulate massage businesses. Right now, the state covers that, but obviously somebody doesn't think the state is doing a very good job. There's brotheling everywhere. In January, the NYPD shut down more than a dozen massage parlors after complaints they were allegedly offering services not on the menu. They were shut down under the city's nuisance ordinance. They sent in undercover officers for that. Moya's measures will give the city other tools to disrupt illegitimate businesses. In the Hudson Valley, police warning people about a big scam that's making the rounds, telling folks, hey, you got an unpaid parking ticket. Pay up or you'll be fined. Assemblyman Matt Slater says his mom was recently targeted.
My mom was actually in Queens 2 weeks ago visiting her old neighborhood, and that's why she thought that it actually applied to her. And so it's something that we have to be very cautious of, and I think it's important that we're making sure consumers across New York State are made aware of it. And just, again, verify before you pay. Really important you take that step.
Yeah, Slater says, don't be messing with my mama now, telling people to be vigilant and don't get taken in by these clowns. He says, pay attention. Legit agencies do not typically request money via text. Also, stop sharing personal or financial information in response to unsolicited messages. And, oh, yeah, if you don't own a car, why would you have a parking ticket anyway? True story, folks. True story. To report suspected fraud, dial 1-877-FTC. Help.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.